I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. China's military said on Monday it is continuing drills in the seas and skies around Taiwan. The Eastern Theater Command of the People's Liberation Army said on social media it will practice conducting anti-submarine attacks and sea raids. The drills are in response to U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan last week. Pelosi's visit infuriated Beijing, which regards the self-ruled island as its own territory and has vowed to reunify with Taiwan by any means necessary, including military force. China's defense ministry earlier Monday defended its decision to cancel military talks with the United States to protest Pelosi's visit. A ministry spokesperson issued a statement warning the U.S. must bear serious consequences. The unprecedented drills were initially scheduled to end on Sunday. U.S. Senate Democrats passed President Joe Biden's health and climate bill in a stunning election year turnaround on Sunday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
Vice President Kamala Harris, who cast the tie-breaking vote, announcing the legislative victory. The estimated $740 billion package is less ambitious than President Biden's original domestic goals, but it embodies deep-rooted party dreams of slowing global warming, moderating pharmaceutical costs, and taxing big corporations. Debate began Saturday and went around the clock into Sunday afternoon. Democrats beat back some three dozen Republican efforts to torpedo the legislation. The House seems on track to provide final congressional approval when it returns briefly from summer recess Friday. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. Turkey's defense ministry says two more grain-carrying ships have sailed from Ukraine's Black Sea ports on Monday as part of a deal to unblock Ukrainian sea exports. The Sakura is carrying 11,000 tons of soybeans to Italy, while the Arizona is carrying more than 48,000 tons of corn to southern Turkey. Ukraine, Russia, Turkey, and the United Nations signed deals last month to secure the safe export of grain from Ukraine's Black Sea ports, which were blockaded after Russia invaded the country on February 24th. The UN says the blockade has worsened the global food crisis. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in South Africa on the first leg of an Africa trip. His first stop was a visit to a museum that commemorates a key moment in the country's anti-apartheid struggle. VOA's Kate Bartlett reports from Johannesburg.
Secretary Blinken on Sunday visited the Hector Peterson Museum and Memorial in the township of Soweto, once home to South Africa's first democratic president, Nelson Mandela. The museum is named after Hector Peterson, who was just 12 years old when he was shot and killed by police during the Soweto uprising of 1976. Peterson was among black students protesting the use of Afrikaans, regarded as the language of the oppressor, in schools. A black and white photo taken of Peterson being carried by a distraught fellow student sent shockwaves around the world and helped galvanize the anti-apartheid movement abroad. Blinken laid a wreath at the site and was accompanied on his tour of the museum by Peterson's sister, Antoinette Sithole. Blinken appeared to make reference to the United States' own fight for racial equality when he addressed the news media after the visit.
Hector's story is one that really resonates because we have our own struggle for freedom and equality in the United States. And South Africa's story is unique, but there are also so many common elements.
Blinken said the museum was a reminder of the power young people have to change society.
I think what's so extraordinary about this museum is that it's living history, because it's inspiring people to see the power that young people can have to make change in all of our societies.
Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Repeating our top story, China's military said on Monday it is continuing drills in the seas and skies around Taiwan. The Eastern Theater Command of the People's Liberation Army said on social media it will practice conducting anti-submarine attacks and sea raids. The drills are in response to U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan last week. Pelosi's visit infuriated Beijing, which regards the self-ruled island as its own territory and has vowed to reunify with Taiwan by any means necessary, including military invasion. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green.